Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Heather gave out her three moments. Stoney, you gave out your three. Here are my top three moments from the Olympics weekend. Gold, silver, and bronze. My bronze, we start local. Grant Fisher, the distance runner.
From Grand Blanc.
He finished with a medal in both the 5,000 meter and 10,000 meter. Bronze in both. The first American man to do it. Again, local, Grand Blanc. And distance runners, you hear people talking about it, they're like, I never thought we'd see an American up there right on the medal stand. My silver, redemption. You guys have brought up Sha'Carri Richardson. Mm-hmm. I will bring up redemption for the women's soccer team. 12 years since gold. They were underwhelming in the last Olympics. Had they lost their touch, they went with the younger players. That front line looks very good. They outscored their competition 12-2 in the Olympics.
Swanson with the goal.
And Swanson with the goal. I didn't realize Dansby Swanson.
Yes. It's her husband.
They're married. I didn't know that until I saw that the Chicago screwed up the graphic.
Yes.
They put Sophia Smith, I think, and it was supposed to be Mallory Swanson. Yep. Anyway, the U.S. women's soccer team gets my silver medal and my gold, night-night, Steph Curry. His first gold, wanted to be there. We get into this, oh, it's old bit. The U.S. always wins the gold. Not old bit for him.
No.
He wanted to be there. He's an MVP, an NBA champion, the greatest shooter of a generation maybe ever. And he does it in his vintage way, where it's a three when they needed it, and then another three when they needed it. And then they tried to double. He ran off ball. Another three. They double. Doesn't matter. I'll still shoot it. He was unconscious. It was beautiful.
It was unbelievable. It was like the last one, you had no, well, what are you doing? And it still went in. By the way, I don't know if it was on any of your honorable mentions, but it should have been on mine. Snoop Dogg, when he wore the dressage outfit.
Yes, that was, I gave him bronze last week.
Oh, for that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I could give Snoop a gold medal just for everything he did at the Olympics.
I saw a story, I don't know if it's true, that he was getting $500,000 a day.
It's true. Well, it should be true. I said it, so it's true. Yeah, he's making bank. Good for him.
If you want an honorable mention, the women's 4x400, the second leg.
Oh, it was like Secretariat.
Yeah, I mean, I look away, I look back and go, she's in fast forward and everybody else is stuck in like, you know, regular neutral.
Right.
I kind of loved it because then the third leg and then the fourth leg, they were just kind of running.
Yeah.
There's no pressure, no competition. Away we go. They didn't have to have any faster splits than the field because they were up by a full turn.
It was amazing.
They were dominant. I think they have won every gold since 96. The relay, the women's 4x400. The women's basketball team has won 8 straight golds in their competition.
It was pretty damn close, too.
61 straight wins at the Olympics. Stoney, you were thinking what I was thinking. If they lose that game, after Steph won it by being this transcendent shooter, oh, sports talk, talking heads.
Oh, well, I have a friend of mine who was, he's so, I'll use the word, and I know he's probably listening, stupid, that he was rooting for France because Caitlin Clark was not on the team.
Well, that's like Dave Portnoy was rooting for France because Tatum wasn't playing. And he's a Boston sports fan. Like, get out of your clown behavior. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
But you had a friend that was rooting for France because Caitlin Clark was left off the team.
Yes.
If they lost, Caitlin Clark not being there would have been a huge story.
Yeah, but they didn't.
You don't want that.
But they had a great three-point shooter in Sabrina anyway, and they never really used her. She didn't play in the whole first half yesterday. They don't know how to space the floor.
So it's a bit on the show, and it's true. I'm smarmy. Can I read to you the tweet I had typed up that I didn't send because
you really want to do this?
Sure.
Okay.
People know I'm smarmy.
I know.
It was so nice that the men's team had a special three-point shooter to close out the gold medal game. If only the women's game had a player like that for Team USA to put on their roster. Save the drafts. Didn't post it.
They good.
I didn't want to post it, but I felt compelled, especially watching that game and watching that the women's game at its best has a lot of movement and, you know, back cuts and,
right,
and creativity. At its worst, it's set shots at the rim,
which is what
begging for fouls,
which is what France was doing.
And it was a bad product to watch when it turns into that kind of game.